Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos. She's the founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com, founder of DF Consulting, associate professor of business at King's College, the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, a book you have to have if you're going to, if you want to really be successful managing the financial part of your business. Don, you brought us some good research from J.P. Morgan Chase about the cash picture of small businesses. And you did some of your own research on the fact that most small business owners, if they even get financial statements, probably don't manage with them. And your belief that one of the reasons why small business owners are so challenged incredibly is because they're not billing their customers on time.
Oh my goodness!
Which makes no sense.
Okay.
I know you've been talking about that for a long time.
Make believe you and I. Our job is to turn around the U.S. economy. The first thing that I would do,
I would
beat on every single small business owner and say, you have to invoice your clients before you put your head down on the pillow that night.
Let me go to the other side of the desk.
Okay.
I'm your customer.
That's right.
If you don't send me an invoice, it makes me mad.
Well,
I'm serious. Some customers get mad if you fall out of cycle.
Right.
See,
right.
So what happens is you fall out of cycle and you give it to them out of cycle, and or maybe you miss a cycle and you double it up. They don't want to see a double bill.
Well, okay, Jim, let's unpack that for a second. The first thing you have to do is invoice them on a timely basis. Second thing is make it easy for customers to pay you.
Yeah.
Make it easy for them to pay you. So one of the things that I advocate is if somebody owes you 10 grand, let's talk B2B, right? Somebody owes you 10 grand, break that invoice up into $2,500 chunks, because you know what? You'll get higher priority. You'll get paid faster. So instead of just invoicing on a monthly basis, invoice bi-monthly or
I don't recommend that, Don.
Why?
And I'll tell you two reasons. Number one, I wouldn't like that if I were a customer. I'm going to have to push back on that one. And the other thing is, if you're a consultant, especially, if you're billing for personal services, I've had other people tell me that they did that. They billed every 2 weeks. And I remember starting out with my consulting business and needing some cash bad, and I needed it every 2 weeks. But I toughed it out and billed them monthly because I wanted to be like all their other vendors. I wanted them to think that I was professional enough, I had enough critical mass, that I didn't have to bill them more than once a month. Now,
well, here's the thing, Jim. It depends, too, on the nature of the project. So if you, don't wait until the project is completely over to bill the client. If you have deliverables in between, especially for consultants, I mean, it's so easy for these people to, you know, to be really out, because a lot of times these projects
I agree that in some cases it can make sense. But if you're dealing with a company that has a payables department and an approval process, and you send them twice a month, they're not going to like that.
Okay, but let's unpack that for a second, okay? If you have a payables department at the client, let's say you're doing business. I'm going to be doing a workshop for Federal Express. I'm flying down to Memphis in 2 weeks. So one of the things that I know is that their payable process is an invoice above $5,000 needs 4 signatures.
Right.
Okay? And you know what happens. Every time another player has to sign something, guess what happens to the length of time it takes to get
paid.
And
it gets scrutinized a little bit more.
Oh, sure.
Everything gets questioned.
So the point is, that's right. So you need to know the payables policy at the client so that if you send an invoice of $4,000, you know, it's going to be a lot easier to get paid than if you send an invoice for $6,000 simply because you're now above the cutoff.
Let me tell you another thing that I did that I also did. Whenever I took on a new client, I told him, I said, now look, I'm gonna bill you once a month, and I'm a small business. I don't have a lot of I would tell him I don't have a lot of critical mass, so I don't want to. I would tell them I don't want to get caught up in your accounts payable to all of your big vendors. I would tell them that. And they'd say, nope. And typically what they'd say, don't worry about it. Bring me the invoice. I'll see that you have it within 5 days or something like that. And several times they would sign off on it and they'd send me down to the cash payable person or the whoever's writing the checks, and they'd write me the check. Sometimes I'd leave. Sometimes I'd leave the check. But I had the conversation with them at the beginning.
Well, that's right. So here's the deal. I advocate in my book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, that you get to know the accounts payable clerk.
Nothing
like the Rodney Dangerfield in the whole company, right? They're the ones that hold your life in their hands, right? Because they control your cash flow. But nobody ever knows who it is. So I was having trouble getting paid.
I knew every person who wrote my check, and I was there. I did whatever they needed me to do. I was as sweet to them as I could be.
Okay, Jim, you just said something that was very powerful, and most people do not do that. They have no idea who cuts their checks. They have no relationship with them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And you want to know why cash flow is so bad? That's one of the reasons.
Some of my check cutters had my deposit slip. If we banked at the same bank, they would say, give me. I'd show up with an invoice. I would show up with an invoice and a deposit slip. And they would say, here, give me the check, and I'll fill it. And they fill it up for me and deposit the check.
Okay, so here's the deal. If we coach those 25% of small businesses that have two weeks or less in cash to do that, you know what would happen. Tell me what would happen.
Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We saw a lot of problems there, folks. Ten Tails, stay with us. Right back with Don Fotopoulos.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.